Hi there from the Communications and Public Engagement team at Summit County, Utah. This is Summit in 6. Let's kick things off and get caught up.
Hey everyone, welcome back to another week of news here on Summit in 6. Today we'll recap some big events that happened this week, including the Wasatch-backed Economic Summit, a Council of Governments meeting, and the Trails, Tunes, and Trash event. We'll also celebrate High Valley Transit's micro one-year anniversary, congratulate the 2022 Summit County Rodeo Royalty, and talk about Wildfire Awareness Month. Let's get into the news.
There was no county council meeting this week, but on Tuesday, May 17th, several members of the council, along with Summit County staff, attended the Wasatch-backed Economic Summit. The summit, which Summit County helped sponsor, was a unique regional event that brought together elected officials, industry leaders, and businesses to study and discuss key issues facing Summit and Wasatch counties.
Summit County Council Chairman Chris Robinson spoke on an elected officials panel in the morning alongside Nan Worrell, which is Park City's mayor, Matt McCormick, Camas City Mayor, and Mark Nelson, who is on Wasatch County Council. Chris shared his perspective on regional challenges, opportunities, and unique areas for improvement.
Summit County's Economic Development Director Jeff Jones, Pat Putt, Summit County's Community Development Director, and Caroline Rodriguez, High Valley Transit's Executive Director, also spoke at the event.
Pat presented on future growth in the Wasatch-backed. With the Wasatch-backed being one of the fastest growing regions in the country, he talked about how the county plans to manage the growth and maintain our authentic community. He also spoke on development projects that are in the works in Summit County, including the 1,100-bed project at Canyons Village, the Highland Flats Employee Housing Development, the Marketplace Mixed-Use Development, and the construction of the new High Valley Transit Operations Facility on the Gilmore Parcel.
Jeff spoke on a panel called The Future of Employee Retention and Recruitment, where he talked about how the pandemic has reset major work trends and how Summit County is really rethinking workforce and employee planning, management, performance, and experience strategies. And finally, Caroline spoke about regional transit solutions in the works to better connect Wasatch and Summit County communities. She addressed the challenges, opportunities, plans, and partnerships for future accessibility in the Wasatch Back.
And on Tuesday, there was also another Council of Governments, or COG, meeting at the Ledges Event Center in Colville. Derek Radke, the county's Public Works Director, was in front of the group of mayors and county council members to present the road right-of-way preservation project funding applications to the group.
So only one new application was submitted this year. It asked the COG to move previously approved monies to preserve land for a future interchange at Ecker to the project fund for the Silver Creek to Bittner Connector Road. The COG forwarded a positive recommendation to the council for the project, and if the county council approves the recommendation, these monies will help secure the final right-of-way needed for the Silver to Bittner Creek Connector project to move forward and help pay for the associated land needed for the wetland mitigation for the project.
And Derek also presented the Transportation Sales Tax, or TST, project funding applications. A portion of the TST funds go to the small cities to help them with some of their transportation improvement projects. The amount of requested funding exceeded the amount currently allowed under the program. The county council will have to decide whether or not to approve the entire amount.
In addition, the COG recommended new funding for the first and second phases of the SR32 multi-use trail and design monies for two projects applied for by Park City. They also approved reallocation of previously awarded projects related to multimodal transportation demand management. These projects have become unworkable or unfeasible, and so the money will be applied to the new High Valley Transit Operations and Maintenance Facility.
And speaking of High Valley Transit, it is the one-year anniversary of the micro program. So High Valley Transit celebrated that anniversary of those services. And as part of that celebration, they shared some impressive stats that illustrated the very successful first year of service.
Speaking of those successful stats, Micro completed 152,266 rides. Their vans traveled over 670,000 miles. Their drivers worked 42,900 hours. 20,881 High Valley Transit mobile app accounts were created, and by the end of the year, the service achieved a 4.8 out of 5-star average ride rating. Congratulations to them.
And speaking of congratulations, this past weekend, the 2022 Summit County Rodeo Royalty were crowned. A huge congratulations to the Queen, who is Cheyenne Goraluk, First Attendant Genesee Noss, Second Attendant Brooke Steinfeld, and Princess Quincy Call, and her First Attendant Brooklyn Brown, and Second Attendant Nina Hurst.
Some of our team was in attendance at the event, and we want to recognize every girl who participated. Everyone did such an amazing job showcasing their talents.
Saturday was a busy day for Summit County events. In addition to the Rodeo Queen contest, we also had the Trails, Trash, and Tunes event. Families, friends, and Summit County colleagues met up at the Wanship Trailhead for a belated celebration that was delayed due to weather.
Nearly 50 people attended the Trails, Trash, and Tunes event that was hosted by the Summit County Stormwater Coalition and the Summit County Community Development Department. Kids read books and did arts and crafts supplied by the library. Adults enjoyed beer from Offset Beer, a new Park City brewery, and everyone tapped their toes to music by Summit County resident Andy Bailey.
A huge thanks to Blue Sky, Mountain Town Music, Offset Beer, and Mr. Clucker's Food Truck for contributing to this event's success.
All right, and last but certainly not least, we wanted to remind our listeners that May is Wildfire Awareness Month. Here in Summit County, we live with wildfire all year round, so it's really important that we're staying alert.
The communications department uses several channels to communicate information to the public in both emergency and non-emergency situations, including any wildfires we have in the county.
And we just wanted to take a couple minutes to give an overview of those channels in the hopes that as many people as possible start to utilize them.
So the first one is Everbridge, which is also Summit County Alerts, and you can use this to receive critical information and alerts for a variety of emergency situations. And those can be received via home, mobile, or business phones through an email address or by text. And you can sign up at summitcountyalerts.org. The second one is our recently launched Spanish notifications, emergency notifications channel. Individuals can text Summit Alerta, that's SUMMITALERTA, to 888-777. And 7 to receive emergency alerts to their phones in the Spanish language.
We also have a wildfire specific text line where residents can text SC Fire Info to 888-777 to receive text alerts on fire conditions like red flag warnings, prescribed burns, and any active fire updates. And finally, we have something called Notify Me, which is run through the Summit County website. This will notify you of non-emergency announcements that are made by Summit County, and this will happen via email or text. Things like service delays for trash and recycling, or a notification when the Eastern Summit County Planning Commission posts an agenda for an upcoming meeting. There are really a lot of different options, and you can customize your alerts to what you're interested in. You can sign up for these alerts at summitcounty.org/notify-me.
And just a reminder to everyone to please go in and check your settings to make sure you have signed up for these. I know that's a lot of different options, but again, a lot of useful and vital information that we're putting out that will go directly to your phone via text, email, or a phone call. And that's all the news we have for this week. Tune in next week for more Summit in 6.